Let's get to Rod Little in the UK and the ongoing bother for Boris. He is really in quite a mess.
Yeah, welcome to the asylum. He is in such a mess. The latest thing we discover is that he had a birthday party for himself in the middle of lockdown, which was, on the 19th of June 2020, when we were all locked down, we were allowed to go, remember this, we were allowed to go out shopping once every fortnight. We were allowed to go out for a walk for an hour a day, provided we didn't meet anyone else or sit down on a bench. So that's the backdrop to it. He had a party for his birthday, 30 people in attendance. And I can't tell you, Tim, how much this resonates with the public, how much they loathe this idea of one rule for Boris and the government and the civil service, one rule for everyone else. It is such an appalling betrayal of the people who elected him. And this is happening at a time when we're emerging from Brexit, but when there are other crises on the horizon, such as Ukraine and Russia, and indeed China, and it is all warping our perspective of what's important. But it's an enormous story.
I noticed that it wasn't something initiated by him, apparently, was it? His wife organised it. It was a surprise party. Will he chuck her under the bus to save himself?
God, I wish he would. She is unspeakably ghastly. Indeed, there are a lot of Conservatives, and I'm not a Conservative, who would say that one of the main problems of the government has been the direction it's been pointed in by his wife, who is a Liberal and very, very highborn and all that kind of stuff. We don't like that stuff. But he's got other problems, you know. We've got a senior member of the House of Lords Conservative Party peer resigning because of the way in which the government handled various things to do with grants to COVID businesses under COVID, where there was an enormous fraud going on. We've got Dominic Cummings, his former number two, effectively, and number 10, giving written evidence today. And then we've also got Nusrat Ghani, a Conservative former minister, who says she was shoved out of being a minister because of Islamophobia. So he is up against it on so many fronts. And, you know, as this is happening, the Third World War is about to break out, about 1,000 miles away in Ukraine. So it is a really, really tense time over here.
Let's look at that a bit more. What's the UK actually saying as to Russia's 100,000 troops and many, many tanks lined up on the Ukrainian border?
Well, to give Boris credit for one second, he has been a lot more resolute and determined and supportive of Ukraine than has the rest of Europe. Europe is divided. The Germans are scared stiff. No one will stand up to the Russians. Boris has, and has sent troops to the Ukraine, or at least advisers, and has sent arms to the Ukraine, and is saying pretty much the same thing as the Americans at the moment, which is, you can't go ahead and do this. The rest of Europe is far, far, far behind, and is inclined to allow what Putin does will pass, and that will happen. There is no solidarity here whatsoever.
Rod Little is our correspondent in the UK here at News Talk ZB.